This is Anne Smith, and I'm talking today with Viola and John Kalokerinos, today being the 26th of February 2015. We're in the Curtin Library of the Canberra District Historical Society as part of the project they are supporting on Curtin Turns 50. And Viola and John have been very well known Curtin residents, not only because they ran the local milk bar for more than 30 years, but because of all sorts of other things they have been involved in. That's why we're interviewing them today. But may I start by congratulating you on the very latest arrival in the generations of the Kalokerinos family. You've already told me he's called Vince after his grandfather, so and he's now 2 days, 1.5 days old.
1.5 days, almost 2 days, yes, we're very pleased.
We wish him the best. So he's just arrived here in the Canberra Hospital, but I wanted to find out, first of all, from you, Viola, how did you and Vince come to Canberra and Curtin in particular?
Well, Vince, my late husband, was here already from 1971 in Canberra. He had 13 years before up in Tamworth, wherever was his older brother and the uncle.
Tamworth,
New South Wales. And he came to Canberra in 1971 and he brought the milk bar. So he had the milk bar already when I went to Greece and we married there, and he brought me here in 1975. Well, we were from different villages, but the families knew each other beforehand. So it took us 2 days talk to decide that we are the good match to get married.
Two days.
And about a month engagement. And after I came here, I remember very clearly it was 13th of December. 1975, and the first visit, the first stop was in the Curtin Milk Bar, and everybody, you know, were very friendly and very warm to me, and of course came over to see the new bride, you know, Vince Bride, and everybody wished me Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and all, you know, these greetings, and I didn't know what they were talking about because I didn't speak and I didn't understand not one word. So it was very, very difficult at the beginning, very, very difficult, and took me, of course, a couple of years to just start understand. But I've been very, very lucky to have a good family, good support from Vince and his family. And all your people, you know, the customers and the friends, you know, we had all that time, and my late husband had from before. And the only result I have to say over all this is I feel very positive, very lucky to be here, and I don't change, you know, Canberra and Curtin with nothing, not another place in the world.
So did Vince have to wait for a month in Greece for this engagement to turn into a marriage? He had a month's holiday, as it were, a business trip in Greece.
He had about 6 months.
6 months.
Off from here, and his other brother was staying in the shop, and his sister and her husband, they were replacing him in the shop. So he had 6 months, and the main idea for that holiday was, of course, to find a bride and get married. But he had already about 4 months, and I think nothing happened. So the last 2 months he had, you know, was the time when we met and he got married, and we had to come back. but he extended another couple of months, I think, and well, we came back about December.
Did he ever have another break in Greece, or was the milk bar life too busy?
Nah, he never had another break. That was the first break, the first time he went back, and that was the last one. And for me, I never had a break all the years since I came here until 2008 when I sold the shop and I went back. So that was after 34 years.
John, one question I wanted to ask you is about following your father into the milk bar business. Obviously, you haven't, because I understand you're now a lawyer, but would you like to tell us why you made that decision? Mm.
Yes, I can reflect on that. I want also just to clarify something Mum said. Vince came in 1962 to Australia, and he came to a little town outside Tamworth.
Manila.
Yes. So, yeah. And he helped in his brother's shop there and then came to Curtin in 1971.
Why Curtin?
There
was a business for sale here and he wanted his own business?
Yes, there was a business for sale, and in fact he had commented at the time when the fellow selling the shop showed him the business. He said he didn't like the look of it because it wasn't on a main street and he was used to the country towns of Australia, which of course had the shops on the main street, and he didn't realise, you know, Canberra is on a different model than those old country towns. He changed his mind and he bought it. Yes, on advice from his brother, who had been in Curtin for a few years before 1971. He gave him the advice to buy it. So he did, and he bought the shop and never looked back, really. Never stopped. That was his one break, going to Greece in 75 to marry Mum, and brought her back. And 13th of December was the date when Malcolm Fraser was elected as well.
All right, so you've, which reminds me, your little boy was born on Estonian Independence Day.
That's right.
So there's always something else to help us remember.
Yes, and the birthday of Andrew Inglis Clark, who was a great constitutional scholar and one of our founding fathers.
Yes, all right.
After whom Hare Clark, his system, electoral system, is named.
Yes.
So you asked me why, or what are my thoughts on the shop. Dad's intent, like so many migrants of his generation, was that he would work hard to afford his children an education, a good education, so that they didn't have to do the same kind of work as he did. So, he worked very hard, 7 days a week. It's just extraordinary.
What sort of hours?
Well, Mum will tell you what hours.
5:30. 5:30 every morning.
Getting up at 5:30 and being at the shop by 6. Yes. Some mornings a bit later, but on weekends
not later, always early. Some mornings earlier,
but on weekends a bit later.
Yeah.
And closing the shop every night at 8, except Fridays at 9. Fridays were late night shopping,
yes.
So they were 9. So a very long day with only maybe an hour break in the middle of the day to have a rest, have a sleep. He was exhausted. And
was
7 days
there anywhere
away.
In the shop to have a kip?
No, couldn't sleep in the shop.
You live so close by.
Yes, and always live close by. And that's why he bought that house, actually. He wanted it to be very close to the shop so that he could, be nearby for that convenience.
Was he employing other staff from the beginning then so that there was coverage if he needed to leave? And so I don't know if anybody would have ever done a count of how many probably local residents that milk bar employed since he bought it in 71. But
dozens, if not hundreds. Yes. You know,
in 71, we're different business than, whatever it's now for Curtin.
Yes.
Because Warden was just start building. So the most of Warden came up later.
Warden Plaza.
And I remember Vince told me a bus was coming every lunchtime with all the builders, you know, from Woden, bring them here for lunch.
Okay.
And in one stage were 7 people working behind the keonda.
Very busy.
And was really very tiring. But he was very happy for that because, well, that was a good opportunity, you know, for him to keep busy. And, of course, he had other staff, you know, for Laita. He had always young kids, school kids, school girls, you know, working in the afternoon shifts. So I'll say I don't say, well, half of the Canberra population, but definitely, well, a lot of girls came through the...
Curtin residence,
yes.
I'm sure.
And actually, yesterday, my daughter works for the social security in social services in Woden, in the public service, and she told me yesterday her new boss was working in the milk bar at in 1974.
Nah.
For a while, so she recognized the name and what she told her, and she said, well, she was very happy, but well, after a job came up in Big W and was just, you know, a promotion for her, so she went there, and well, now she's in the public service, but we'll see how long, you know, still people were around and they came through, you know, the milk bar.
A good start in their working life. Viola, you were telling us before you expected to come to a capital city and you came to Canberra instead. Would you like to describe that early reaction?
Yes, well, was like go to another country town, like Eor Island, wherever I came from, Kythira. Was like, you know, something like that, or say, well, another country place, but well, definitely not like a big city, the capital city, because, like I said, I was expecting to see Canberra like Athens with the big buildings and two squash, you know, so it was really very different. I remember very well when I came to the shopping centre, well, was different, of course, that the shops all way, you know, around. And again, was different shops. I remember very well all the shops, you know, at the time. Mm. Two chemists, butcher shop, fruit shop, sports shop. I remember this place as a children library from the day one. The shoe shop, the jeweler shop, the Woden Valley Club down there. Well, three banks.
Yes.
Three banks, and see over the years we lost all of them.
Got a new one recently.
Got a new one recently. A lot of changes. Well, further down, say, from the quarter out was dead, you know, very, very quiet. And the curtain, the shops, the houses were very limited here and there. And now, well, it's all, you know, full, all the places, you know, around.
So even in 75, there were still vacant blocks.
Oh, yes, a lot.
Here in Curtin.
A lot.
And not much going on where there is Western Creek now.
Nah. Nothing. Nah, I think all that came later.
Yes, so you've seen a lot of change here. You went back to Kythera after you sold the shop. Had your home island changed at all?
A lot.
Better or worse?
Both. Both. Yes. I saw a lot of changes for better. They done a lot of buildings, say, like here, well, a lot of high-story buildings. They done a lot of hotels, very luxury, like we have here, you know, with swimming pools and everything. Wherever when I left was nothing like that.
So tourism has expanded.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, yes. Still it's not very one of the not very tourist islands, but well, improve a lot, you know, in that time. And the style of life, you know, it's improved a lot. People had a lot more money. That was 2008, but now it's a different story again.
Yes,
because the economy, you know, the people
whole
who suffer.
Greek economy is
the Greek financial crisis.
Yes,
is in a difficult position. Yes.
But it's worth saying something about Kythera and its connection to Australia.
Yes.
It's a very it's well, It's the 10th biggest island in Greece, but its population is only about 3,000 people. At its peak at the Second World War, at about 10,000 people. But its distinguishing feature is its people migrated.
Yes.
And they migrated, and most came to Australia, others to America, but most came to Australia. And now in Australia there are well over 30,000 Catherians.
So 10 times.
That's right.
Left on the island.
And they're scattered. They came to country towns and they overwhelmingly went into the shops. So you could once upon a time visit a country town in New South Wales or Queensland or Victoria and guarantee that the cafe would be owned by a Greek and in most cases a Catherian. In most cases.
That was called the Paragon.
Paragon in many towns. Yes. You could bet they'd have a Paragon or the Acropolis. Those sorts of names were very common.
Yes.
The one that Dad was in his brother's cafe in Manila was named the Canberra Cafe.
Ah, okay.
So named because it was opened in 1927, the year that Old Parliament House was opened. And as that generation had their own families and wanted to send their kids to university, again, that education theme, they tended to leave the country towns and leave their shops behind and move to Brisbane, Sydney or Canberra generally. So most of those towns now have very few Catherians or Greeks left in them. They've all moved to the big cities.
There may well have been a social change too in the way that people use milk bars as a gathering point. I think liquor licensing laws, for one, have changed radically since the
20s
and 30s. So that's business, isn't
it? That's right. Very different now with with the deregulation of pubs and all hours opening, and cinema not being as popular as what it once was, too, and the big chain, fast food places too.
I believe there's actually been an exhibition put together on the Greek cafes and milk bars.
That's right.
If it's the same one that I was looking at on the other day, it includes the curtained milk bar with the three of you in one of the photos. And a book published as well.
That's right, a couple of books, yes, and several exhibitions.
It was a major social movement in Australia. Still on the milk bar, I wanted to ask you too if you were aware that the residents of Curtin were using it as a safe house in case they got separated from their children or their children got worried if they were out and about in the suburb. Do you know about that?
Yeah, a lot from the old days. Yes. I know that was the central anyway. So, and my late husband knew everybody, by name, and he knew the connection because he was in the shop, all the time. So he knew, who were the parents, who the kids, so a lot of times when the kids, they were lost, he knew, the parents, so he gave them a ring, or when they we need, something, or he was always, free to, available, to all of them.
Yes. Did anything bad ever happen in the shop? No.
We had a lot of breakings.
We had an armed robbery once.
Yes,
and Dad was held up. Yes, and that was very
Friday night.
Very traumatic.
Friday night.
I thought not many people would be around.
Mm.
Yeah.
Couple of people with a gun. They went inside and asked him for his money. So he gave them some, and after they said all the money, so he gave them a little bit more. And I think they were prepared to, just ask for more, but something happened, so the other person called, him to go outside.
Yes.
The robber, so they left.
When was that, roughly?
That was about, 83, 84.
Okay, I'm thinking in terms of Vince leaving the milk bar business, he obviously opened up.
Oh, he
the
kept
next
going.
Day.
Oh, yes,
despite
yes.
Despite the trauma.
Was a very traumatic time.
Yes.
He rang me and he said, well, he had, you know, hard up and well, they going to take him to Weston police station for, you know,
interview
and try to find that, you know, more. And that time, and he said, well, I'll come back. So the time was going fast and well, it was after midnight. I think it was about 1 o'clock when he came back. And after all this hours, his heart was gone, you know.
Yes, racing.
Racing. So he was really, really scared.
Mm.
But he was happy. Well, nothing worse happened. And, well, he gave the money.
Yes.
And later on, they found out who was.
Oh, good.
And actually, well, he went to court and jail. And his mother still around.
Mm.
And we always had, you know, good, well,
good relations,
relationship, you know. Because, well, he was a young fellow. We have to give them the chance, you know, just might change their minds and,
yes.
you know, learn from the mistakes.
Yes.
And Vince was always, you know, a person gave them the chance. He never was a person, you know, to punish someone, you know, with a first mistake.
There were two people involved, were they
more,
both caught?
More than two.
More than two.
All caught? Yeah, I think so. I think so in the end. The other interesting thing about bad things is you ask about that break-ins. There were a lot of break-ins in the old days, and Mum can tell you about, you know, that feeling when we would get a phone call, which was usually the alarm or the or the police. Or the alarm company, the security company, ringing in the middle of the night, and that means the shop, the alarm was going off, or someone had broken in.
Yes.
And interestingly, when we that declined and stopped completely when we stopped selling cigarettes.
Ah.
So that's an.
That was the attraction.
Another social phenomenon with the decline of smoking and cease stopping to sell cigarettes.
Yes.
They became less of a currency.
John, was the milk bar the centre of your life growing up?
Very much, yes, very much. Because we were raised, you know, very close by. And so we were spending a lot of time here, and Dad was here every day, all day.
Yes.
And so we were always hanging around, having too many chocolates and ice creams and chips.
And working.
From
when we were old enough, I hope.
From about, you know, 13 or so, we would all, both myself and my brother Matthew and sister Kathy, all of us worked in the shop. My time was weekends usually, and to give a bit of relief at in the afternoons for Mum and Dad in Saturdays and Sundays, but I also did the shifts on Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights, mopping and filling the drinks fridge, those sorts of jobs.
And grating the cheese.
Grating the cheese for many years. I don't know how many kilos of cheese I have grated for pizza cheese.
And clean the windows.
Washing the windows, yes.
And Viola, you were working in the milk bar as well, I guess. We haven't talked about that.
I did, yes. I did not the first years because I didn't speak any English, so that was very difficult.
Did you go to English classes?
Yes, I did. I went to Weston, was once a week, but, well, wasn't very much help because mostly you can learn if you talk, you know, with people and if you listen to the people. But was a bit, you know, of a help, and I did the correspondence lessons, you know, as well. But the best thing was just working in the shop and mix, you know, with people and push myself to talk and understand, you know, the what the people say to me. I didn't work the first years, like I said before, and I didn't work when I had the kids for about 3 years because Vince was very firm. Well, the kids, they need their mother around.
Yes.
And I was, you know, with them at home until they went to three, four years old when they start preschool, or well, we put them down to Peter Pan then, you know, that was
the
Aroa, that was the nine. Yes, and I was working never full-time, always, you know, 4 hours or a little bit, you know, in the weekends, just give Vince a break. The only time I worked very hard was after Vince died. Well, the 5 years I stayed, that was my time, you know, work like the AOS he was working.
That was a sudden death too, wasn't
it? Well, it was a sudden death. He had aneurysm and he died very quickly. He collapsed at home and, well, we took him to hospital, but, well, unfortunately, they start operation, but he died on the operation.
Died in the same day.
The same day. And that was a big shock and a big, very huge loss for us.
A huge loss for the Curtin community, may I say.
Yes,
he was. Know that there's a plaque at the end of one set of seats to commemorate your role looking after Curtin through the milk bar. But I'm also aware that you two still look after Curtin and the broader community through a lot of voluntary activity. Viola, my mind boggles when you reel off the list of organisations which you were helping out. Would you like to tell us
who
you help with at the moment?
I can say a few things. Well, I feel I owe to the Curtin community because you all been so supportive and so good to me and to my family always, and special after Vince died. So whatever I do, I don't feel I do a lot. I wish I was able to do more. But, well, when the needs come, I'm always here, and whatever I can do, I always will try to help the community. I don't say I do miracles, but, well, I put a lot of time for the bank, and I'm very happy for that, and I hope, well, the people, you know, have helped, you know, through our branch here, because I believe, well, a lot of people getting older, and it's very difficult for the older people to drive and go, you know, to Woden and try to find parking and a lot
of... So how are you involved in the bank?
I got involved because the last bank we had was the Commonwealth Bank, you know, on the side. And 8 years before closed the doors, well, was a time when they were talking, you know, they said, well, they're going to close the doors. And Vince was still alive then.
Yes.
So he was really very stressed and frustrated because he said, what I'm going to do now? Well, I need, you know, time to go and do my banking in Woden or Weston. And, well, that was dangerous from one hand, you know, to carry money and go far away. And he didn't have the time because he was in the shop all the time. And the other thing, his view was shopping center with banks, well, going downhill because, well, usually the closure of the bank follow the closure of post office. And, well, that's, you know, it's going down. So with that in my mind, when the time came and Vince wasn't anymore around, I thought, well, because I always follow his route, you know, and I knew that I had to do. So I pushed it very hard, you know, when the opportunity came for the Bendigo Community Bank, I pushed it very hard to happen.
Do they have a local board here to...
They have a Canberra board. They have a Canberra
board. Yes, Canberra board.
But Mum's not involved with that. Yes, no. She was involved for the steering committee to set it up.
I was in the steering committee, and I am still, you know, in the steering committee, but not on the board because I believe if you serve one board, you must be aware exactly what happened. And I'm not really very much in the finance.
Prudential.
So I thought, if somebody asks me questions, I have to be able to answer, and I don't like to say things whatever I don't know. Just leave it to the experts, but I'm always supportive. I brought chairs and, well, all my family as well. And, well, I believe, well, serving the community because, well, they help, you know, a lot of community things, and they help the people, you know, around here.
We're running short of time for two people who need to get to the hospital to see the new addition to the family. But if I could just get you, Viola, to mention QE2 and cooking meals for, is it Lash?
That's the Lash.
Helping
Lash
out at another old people's...
Yeah, well, the Greek hostel, I was helping all the years because, well, my sister-in-law was there. But anyway, well, I still continue, you know, to help there. I am involved with the Woden Seniors Club. I am with the Rotary Club. I am with palliative care, the governance care, you know, serve here the people in the Holy Trinity Hall, just here in Curtin. That's the DAI service. Once a week, you know, they help, you know, here. I am with the Women's Council, the Council of Women.
National Council.
National Council of Women, yes.
Well, John, we better mention the Hellenic Club for you. You're now the president.
I am, yes, after a few years on the board. And, well, Dad used to take me along as a teenager, and I developed an interest in the club and how it operated, particularly from a governance perspective, because my specialisation in the law has been corporate governance, and I learnt very early. So I owe a lot to the club because I learnt a lot through being involved in the board there. And I've been able to contribute back to it as well. And
I'm very pleased. You learnt a lot from the small business perspective from participating in the milk bar as well. So do you have the time for other community activities? You won't for a while.
It's challenging, but I really enjoy. I've learnt a lot from different community activities. I've spent time, I've been on the board of the University of Canberra, the council, the Heart Foundation. Now I'm on the Law Reform Advisory Council for the ACT and the Canberra Symphony Orchestra, and I enjoy those.
But
with the baby, I have to review some of these commitments in the future.
So with the baby, I'd better let you too rush off to visiting hours at the hospital, but I think it's wonderful that you've both made the time to talk with us on such an important day in your lives. And on behalf of Curtin, I've got to wish you both the best for your futures, hopefully in Curtin. You're not thinking of moving, are you?
No way. Okay. Not me anyway.
Not us either. I want to say about Curtin and about the shop, I think I'll speak for both of us when I say it taught us a lot about people and human nature, because we had dealt with people with families and with people who were alone as well, who used to come to the shop, and people who had great education and people had no education. Yes. So it taught us a lot about relating to people.
I've heard a tale about Vince having to open up on a Sunday morning because somebody from Lush had to be there first thing in the morning for his morning coffee. And it's a wonderful story, and it's
true.
It's a great point at which to finish our discussion for today. I know that we've left many things unsaid, but
it's we can come back if it's
half hour. Okay.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure to be here, and thank you for all the work you've done and all the Curtin community for the way they help us over the years. And I'm able to help whatever I can do in the future.
I think it's because of you that we have a strong community.
We are very lucky. We have one of the best communities. Thank you very, very much.